is a Class 1 emergency.
Do not panic. I repeat, do not panic.
Before I'm through with you, you're going to move like one man and think like one man. If you don't, you'll be dead.
We are now at DEFCON 1.
All propaganda transmissions have now been intercepted and scrambled.
All those who oppose liberty, freedom, and the U.S. Constitution have just been blockaded.
All units, we now have deployment. Repeat, we now have deployment.
This is the Vince Wild Program.
What's up, everybody? This is Vince Wild. Website www.furymediainc.com. That's the website. That's the quintessential. That's like my Compound Media. You know Anthony Cumia, Compound Media, and he's got all these shows. Right now, it's just me. But the way to build an empire is you start with a foundation. Nobody built a city, at least nobody built a city successfully on a pile of sand. So that's where you start. Lots going on. More than I could probably deal with. I'm just bringing up a few websites here, because why the hell not? As we let the theme music play here. Good grief. Just trying to get my, I'm trying to get together here. So, I we're going to have to get into some stuff here that is really just, it's you know what's really chafing my balls? It's that. That's what it is. Because there's just so much stuff. Let's cue up the music here. One of the things that I'm just over at this point is self-important little dweebnicks that think that they just freaking know everything and they don't know anything. All right, so Roe v. Wade is on the radar, right? And hurrah. That's fantastic. I don't even understand. I guess the Supreme Court is revisiting the case, and of course the left is just crying, oh, they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. This is what they believe. This is the propaganda that they push on the rest of the country. Roe v. Wade is going away. Then you've got the right wing, of course. They're against infanticide. And then you got my crowd, the Tolkien anarchists. And where do we stand? Well, Antifa anarchists, which basically aren't. They're communist revolutionaries, if anything, would probably say, do whatever you want, just leave me the hell out of it. But I still have a moral compass, and it will not allow me to just stand idly by while we do what the Mayans did, except we don't even wait until they're born. We just kill them inside the womb and drag out the body parts. It's indefensible to me. I can't get on board with that. If you want to have a discussion, yes, let's talk about contraceptive. Let's talk about preventing unwanted birth to begin with. I mean, there's at this point in the game, there's little chance that I'm going to convince people to take a moral look at it and say, hey, maybe maybe the Bible might possibly be right. I mean, we can't say that because it's hateful and vindictive. Anything Judeo-Christian is at this point cult, and, you know, we're off the reservation and this and that, and I just don't have time for that conversation. Screw you. But there is something to be said for not keeping a black book and screwing everybody in the black book. There is something to be said for that. First of all, the amount of unwanted pregnancies goes significantly down. Now, monogamous relationships, I should say, are an entirely different ball of wax. The people that are getting abortions typically aren't in a monogamous relationship. All right, and that really kind of narrows down and whittles down to who you're dealing with on a realistic level. That's what we're looking at, is people that already have a selfish attitude when it comes to sex. I'll do what I want with who I want, and I don't care what the repercussions are. And, I can just get an injection if I get something, an STD, and I can just abort the baby if I get pregnant. That crowd of people, just their mindset already is just not what you would consider to be healthy. I'm calling a spade here. And the moralist society, as it exists right now, has little value for anything. Okay? Take a look around. How many people, hell, even include yourself in this, how do you even know your neighbors? Do you know what their names are? Have you ever been over there for a barbecue or to hang out on a Sunday afternoon watching football? Nobody does this anymore. And you can trace this decline back to the introduction of MySpace and Facebook. That's when it started. And I am telling you, first of all, I saw the network, the story about Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg is a piece of crap. He really is. He's just a piece of crap. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to find out that he is, or his company is, in fact, on the government dole. Keep the people, not even for, like, gather information, find out who these people are and where they exist and what we can do to stop them from whatever it is they're doing. I think it's just a simple matter of keep them distracted, keep them arguing. Because, yeah, you know what? You take five people that live on your block and you stick them in a room to discuss politics, it's going to get heated because nobody is going to agree on anything. And here within lies the problem. Now, back during the 1980s, when I was growing up, that didn't happen. I don't know how the DeVarneys voted. I can guess. I have a good notion. But I didn't know. My parents, I don't think, knew. Same thing with the Burgoynes. We didn't know. But here's the thing. Notice I know their names. I've been in both their houses. Of course, the Burgoynes are dead and gone now. But I used to go to the DeVarneys a few times a week just to visit. As a kid. That is unheard of now. Everybody is on social media. They figured that's it. That's what I need to keep in touch with people. That's how I stay connected to the world, is they're going, friggin' dumbass social media and tell everybody about the pork chops I had for breakfast. By the way, good choice. I'm not a breakfast fan, but pork chops I can get on board with. And then with the distraction came the idea that everything you needed to know could be found right there on Facebook. Oh, here's a news article saying that babies are just basically dead tissue that has no life until they actually exit the birth canal, which is a complete and total effing lie. The science is there. It will tell you that babies feel pain during an abortion, excruciating pain, but don't let the facts get in your way. Just say that they're not true. Call them pseudoscience because you learned that term over on somebody's blog somewhere. And really, you're not wearing a lab coat. You're not wearing a lab coat, so you don't know. You have no idea. Where's the lab coat? What was your major in biology? How many years did you get associates, bachelor's, master's? Are you a PhD? Oh, no. But this is the majority of the people. This is the majority of the people on that side of the aisle. They all act as if they've done the work themselves. And what they're actually doing is taking verbatim whatever they hear on the news, which is biased, whatever they hear on their favorite blogs, which are biased, whatever YouTube videos are put together by some halfwit who hasn't been to school a minute more than they have, which is biased, and they gather all that information together and they say, these are facts. And the things that they don't like, they simply remove. That is factually what's happening. Okay? All right, I will guarantee you, interview 10 people in a row that are all pro-abortion. Every one of them will quote sources, none of which are bound to their own research. Now, I know it's ridiculous to say everybody needs to do their own scientific research. It's impossible. And, you know, first of all, the schools have everybody blockaded. If you don't have money, you're not going to school. End of story. Piss off, Tubby. But it points something out. You have to trust that the source that is coming out with the information that you are currently looking at is not lying, is not only giving you a limited set of facts. There's so many principles. There's so many ways that this can be one giant lie. Because we can't just go out there and say, look, you have to keep abortions legal because I want it that way. So you have to come up with science. Because science, I mean, it's the silver bullet for everything. Lord knows God's dead. Well, that was an ironic statement. We know God's dead. Science killed him. Actually, no, God invented science and we get it wrong, but let's not let, again, the facts get in the way. So I got somebody called me ugly fat ass. Really? I mean, that's how you know somebody has nothing else. They can't argue with your point anymore because they just completely revert to personal attacks. Okay, fine. Yeah, I have a bit of a weight problem, but I lost 7 pounds. How much have you lost? Hell, you don't even have a picture on your profile. That's what I call the cowardly anonymous head. He pops up everywhere running his mouth, but nobody actually knows who he is. And I know I'm using abortion as the primary painting for this. But honestly, it's everything right now. Everything in our lives is like this. It used to be that you could trust the media. The media was balanced. The media gave you just the facts. Now the media is 24 hours a day, and it's a sprinkling of facts mixed with a lot of opinion. And somehow, they've convinced the American people that their opinion is the same as fact. This goes for both sides. This goes for Fox or CNN. If you don't get on the news and say, good evening, this is what happened. There was a truck accident. Police had to respond. 3 people killed. End of story. The minute you interject, we don't know if the driver was drunk. That, if it hasn't been discovered, it's not part of the news. Okay? Because that's what they do with politics. They say, some people are speculating that Donald Trump is actually an alien in Cheeto form. The speculation doesn't matter. It's not a fact yet. We haven't discovered anything. Just some nitwit with a suit and tie says, hey, I think he's an alien dressed as a Cheeto. Nobody actually knows this. Okay? If you can't prove it, not a fact, you are now in opinion territory. But don't let, again, facts get in your way. And this is how 90% of Americans consume their news. And I used to say, Google stuff. Look it up. I don't even trust that anymore. Everybody's lying. Everybody, everywhere, about everything. I can't take it. It's like, I'm not going to get any honesty because there is none to be had. It goes back to the fact that you don't know who your neighbor is. When you knew who your neighbor was, you gave a crap about your neighbor. We have a planet full of people, and everybody hates everybody else. And we've gone completely the other direction. We now, Mrs. Jones, oh my gosh, I just want to run her over with my car. What kind of a freaking attitude is that? And no, you know what? Doesn't help that she has the same attitude. In fact, it makes it worse. But that's what you have. A nation full of people that hate each other. Everybody hates everybody else. And for what reason? Well, here's where it becomes the biggest problem is politics has become our primary identity. I am Republican. I am Democrat. Whatever happened to being a human being? Are you guessing my identity now? Shut up. More politics. Shove the politics up your hindquarters. See, this is why I'm a J.R. Tolkien anarchist. Excuse me. Let me pull that up real quick. People say, "What does that mean?" You know, what exactly are you talking about? Well, I will tell you. I'm just frustrated. I don't want to do the heavy stuff on this show, but when I watch people acting like a freight train heading for a ridge, it's all I can do to just not lose my stuff. From the letters of Tolkien, from J.R.R. Tolkien, quote, "My political opinions lean more and more to anarchy, philosophically understood, meaning abolition of control, not whiskered men with bombs, ergo Antifa." And they're not anarchists, because if they were, they wouldn't be flying communist flags at their little demonstrations. They are basically the antithesis to anarchists. The exact opposite. Any anarchist that says communist, anarcho-communism, screw you, there's no such thing. You just made that term up. Or somebody on a blog you thought was cleverly written made that term up. You are not an anarchist. You're a poser. Let me start the quote again. It reads, "My political opinions lean more and more to anarchy, philosophically understood, meaning abolition of control, not whiskered men with bombs. The most improper job of any man is bossing other men. Not one in a million is fit for it, and least of all, those who seek the opportunity." So every person that has aspirations to become a politician is very likely, more than likely, not doing it for good reasons. How many politicians remember the fact that they are a public servant until it suits them? Okay, recently we've got the whole impeachment bullcrap of Donald Trump liberals crying in their beer, blah, 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 can't stand it. And one of them was quoted as saying, "We need to make sure that we practice due process when it comes to keeping public servants in check." Amazing how for the last 30 years you've been in office, which is, by the way, too long, you haven't remembered the fact that you're a public servant. And now all of a sudden, because it suits your stupid agenda, which is more selfish, pandering bullcrap during an election cycle, suddenly, we're public servants, we have to be in check. And yet, when the Obamacare mandate came out, all the politicians were exempt from it. Guarantee you this, if Bernie Sanders got his way and we had his little socialism package complete with universal health care, politicians would be exempt from it. When they talk about there shouldn't be billionaires, they're exempt from that statement. When are people going to realize that these people are hypocrites? Okay, they're not leaders. They're power mongers. All right, they're aspiring Kim Jong-uns. They are not people that are looking to lead us to a better and brighter day. They are looking to take a big dump on anybody that isn't them. Fact, end of statement, move on. Okay, not one of them has a moral compass. Not even Trump. Trump's moral compass is bent at best. All right, I'm not in denial of the fact that he's talked trashy about women. I'm not in denial of the fact that he was with a porn star. I'm not in denial of any of these facts. I'm just not. But Hillary Clinton was unhinged. I mean, you basically had two piles of crap. One smelled a little worse than the other, depending on where you were standing in relation to said pile of crap. And one of them was, sexist. But the other one, if she didn't get her way, became unhinged and started throwing things and also might be dying from the way it looked then. First of all, I want somebody to show me in the U.S. Constitution where it says all candidates for presidency must be over 65 years old. Because I'm pretty sure it doesn't say that. I know there's an age requirement. I think it's like 32 or 34, so that means Cortez can't run, which, honestly, she shouldn't be in charge of anything more elaborate than a game of chutes and ladders, and even that she might screw up. But we are... It's awful. It's terrible. And the problem is we don't realize is what we don't realize is that when you look at politicians, when you look at politics, it's a mirror of the society. We're getting garbage because that's what the society is. Society is garbage. Okay, 80 years ago, most people went to church. 80 years ago, everybody knew their neighbors. When I was growing up, it was like 1982. I lived in one of those kind of close together neighborhoods. Not really. I mean, we had a decent yard. It wasn't like some of these really thickly settled places. But basically, in my neighborhood, nobody had a fence. Everybody just kind of had one giant backyard, and everybody went over to everybody else's house. Can you imagine the outrage if you did that today? Oh my gosh, there would be a court case. Which is kind of the point of what I keep telling you, is that the society is garbage. How do we trace it back? How do we figure out where this went wrong? And I don't have an answer for you. I really don't. I wish I did. The point of this whole rant is that I'm just not on board with abortion. And my reasoning is a stable one based on actual factual data that I have that does not come from media bias or third-party websites. You know, and maybe this is why I consider the Bible to be such a great thing, is because it's very simple. Thou shalt not murder. And to the best of our knowledge, with no scientific data to prove otherwise, really doesn't. Sorry. You're just lying to yourself and everybody else. And you know what? At the end of the day, a lie is a lie is a lie. Nonsense repeated does not become truth. So you can say, well, you know, abortion isn't murder because it's just a clump of cells, all you want. But there is plenty of evidence and scientific fact stating the opposite. You just don't want to hear it. Your refutal of the facts based on emotionalist garbage does not suddenly become truth. Period. End of statement. That's it. I don't give a rat's ass how you feel. I don't give a rat's ass what you want. Because I am going to do the right thing. Two humans coming together in a sexual manner creates a baby. A baby is born, and the baby is a third person. Therefore, at conception, we've created a baby. Call in and be as outraged as you want. I will put you on, and I will ridicule you. Because this is something for me that has no bending. I don't care about same-sex marriage. I don't care about how many genders there are. None of that bothers me. There's no crime being committed. But when you start taking liberties and making up facts that support what your emotions want, and that's the only reason, you don't even care if the thing is living or not. It doesn't matter to you to begin with. Then we have a problem, and I'm not backing down. So if you want to fight, if you want to turn this into a civil war, bring friends, because I'm not alone.
McDonald's is testing out a plant-based burger in Canada. It'll sell its PLT, or the plant, lettuce, and tomato burger, for 12 weeks in 28 restaurants in southwestern Ontario. Meat alternatives are being introduced across the fast food sector. McDonald's limited test is rolling out about 6 months after rival Burger King began testing the plant-based Impossible Burger, which is a rival to Beyond Meat. McDonald's Vice President of Global Menu Strategy says they're in learning mode, and testing is a major part of how the company develops its menu.
Okay, I know how they develop their menu. They pander to a small segment of the population that wants vegetables, but for some reason it has to look like meat. Can somebody, anybody, explain to me why a vegetarian wants their, especially the ones that hate the fact that animals get chopped up and used as food? Why on earth are we upset about that? And yet, for some reason, the vegetables have to be mashed up to look like chicken patties and sausage links and hamburgers. Just shut up and eat some lettuce.
As House Democrats push forward with the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, AP's Tim McGuire reports, voters are concerned about the political impact.
Yeah, Democrat David Shulman calls President Trump an embarrassment.
Disgrace the office of the president.
Even so, the San Francisco resident says he is concerned about going for impeachment.
It creates a big political risk for the Democrats.
Republican Joan Reinke says she fears
nobody's going to win this.
Both parties.
The Democrats are not going to get out of it unscathed either.
Yeah, this is zero sum,
people.
It's going
to be a lose-lose-lose situation.
This is zero sum.
With more than 50 voters across the country, Republicans overwhelmingly oppose the inquiry. Independents and Democrats are mixed. A number of them saying the best way to oust Trump is through the election. I'm Tim McGuire.
I mean, this is such a waste of taxpayer money and resources. What are you even doing? What the frig is this? Oh my goodness, the orange man, he's very bad. He haunts my dreams. We have to impeach him. It's like we're dealing with children. The orange monster is making me mad because I didn't win nearly 4 years ago. Let me give you some advice. Head down to Home Depot, get yourself a ladder, and then get the hell over it!
There's another death being blamed on vaping. AP's Jackie Quinn reports, the government says at least 13 people have now died from vaping-related lung illnesses across the United States.
There's been a 52%
What are they leaving out? Ask yourself, what are they leaving out?
To vaping reported this week. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are 805 cases with at least 13 deaths.
All of the sudden,
researchers say that most
after
patients
a decade,
said they had vaped products containing THC, the ingredient that produces a high in marijuana. But some patients said they vaped only nicotine. Health
nicotine
officials are
salt.
Advising people to stay away from e-cigarettes and all vaping products until they can figure out
in.
What's causing these life-threatening lung illnesses. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm gonna tell you what's causing it. Philip Morris. Okay? Yeah, okay. Juul. But you'll notice the CEO of Juul stepped down the other day. Yeah, he did. Did you know that? You missed that, didn't you? Some of you didn't miss it. But yeah, he stepped down. Vaping bad. Go back to regular cigarette. Cancer good. What are these people out of their minds? Vaping's been around since 2008, 2009, something like that. It's just basically when they started selling them in shopping malls. And all of a sudden, 2019, 800 people are suddenly sick. Something changed. And it's not in the stuff that is going through the safety measures. It's not in the producers of the bottles of vaping juice that you see at a vape shop. It's something else. And it's the part of the story that the media is leaving out. They have it. It's there, but they consider it unnecessary information. And the war on vaping. Oh, is that what we're doing now? We're going to war against vaping. Can everybody just shut up?
Are you high or just incredibly stupid?
I assure you, I am not high.
I swear, this country doesn't even try anymore. Nope. It's like, you know, we could try. We could look at the news as I just did. That's called, by the way, it's a new segment called The Walkthrough. Okay? What facts are they leaving out? What exactly did they neglect to tell us? With the vaping story, it's why is this suddenly a problem after 10 years of vaping? Now, all of a sudden, there are all these deaths. They just want to blame it on vaping and then move on with their pathetic media lives, selling their souls to their corporate masters. It's a big friggin' joke, people. It really is. But hey, you know, if you're looking for absolution and completion through other human beings, then you've really kind of missed the point. Oh, boy. And it's just so much going on. And I was listening to a podcast earlier, the TV, all the TV comedies that start up in autumn, they're starting. And television, I mean, Ben and I are both in agreement. Sitcoms are terrible. First of all, every male has to be stupid. You know, there's just such an anti-male thing happening in the country right now that I just can't, you know. And the fact of the matter is in the end, the pendulum will swing the other way, and there's nothing these overbearing feminist buttholes can do about it, because it's just the two sexes are entirely different. They just are, you know. And what happens? Well, you know, the extremists on the other side, the male side, are going to strike back eventually. Neither attitude is healthy. Neither attitude helps the public dialogue. But it's all about me first and the gimme gimmies now. That's what it's about. You know, as long as I get mine, screw everybody else. You know, I mean, we've got generations down the road that are screwed. And then we got, who was the kid? I don't know if I can find this story. A 16-year-old girl is out there talking about climate change, yada, yada, yada. Every time that somebody says, by this time, we'll be screwed. The planet will be on fire, the sun will go supernova, and we'll enter an ice age. Listen, I'm 43, I've been hearing these promises for destruction and disaster since I was a small boy. And it's never... ever. I'm not in the middle of an ice age, though I was told by the 1990s, I think it was 1973, the experts were all saying we're going to be in an ice age. Yeah, no, not so much. Didn't happen. I mean, the Christmases were snowy, but that's just as bad as it got. Now we've got the people saying, oh, the Earth is going to overheat and become uninhabitable. Somebody actually had the audacity to post a map of California, what it would look like if the polar ice caps keep melting. Oh, Los Angeles is 80 feet underwater. Let me get a blowtorch and head up to the Antarctic. No offense, but California is just a state that we could do without at this point. They're really not bringing in anything to the table except to show how oppressive they can be. And the people in California, if you've ever talked with them, and I have, Reddit is a powerful tool, you soon realize that these people have got to have Stockholm Syndrome. They have to. They sympathize with their oppressor. Yeah, they're right, you know. It shouldn't be soft drinks that are like a gallon. Oh, yeah, you're right. They're right. I probably shouldn't be able to reproduce. Oh, yeah, they're right. I should probably get on the boxcar. I mean, these people, the way they defend their state, it's almost as maddening as Indianapolis. People that live in Indianapolis, again, mostly left-wing, that defend their state. The state could drown kittens in buckets of oil. These people would defend it as a solid economical step forward. People that reside in cities in general might have Stockholm Syndrome. And I love this one lady. She comes on. She's like, "Oh, what's your specialty and discipline in psychiatry?" I'm like, "You know what, lady? I don't really care if you have a specialization in psychiatry, because there is a point where you put so much knowledge into your brain that wisdom is just kind of pushed out along with common sense and sometimes humanity, by the way." Now you're just arguing because you want to be right. And by the way, let me rub my degree in your face a few more times. Don't care about your degree. Big deal. Okay? If that's why you got it, is so you could rub it in other people's faces that you seem to think are less educated or less smarter than you, then you really kind of missed the point of getting it. If you tote it like a flag, you know, some sort of banner you put on territory you've conquered, you kind of missed the point. Yeah. Why don't I have a degree? Because college is geared towards people that have a specific personality type that learns best from sitting on their ass in a classroom listening to somebody yammer. I am not that person. And there are a lot of people like me who are not that person. But you go off with your degree and tell me about how, because I don't have the degree, I don't understand personality types or any type of psychology whatsoever. I know people that don't have degrees that have read more books than you've forgotten about and could talk you into a corner about psychiatry and psychology, but at least you've got your degree. Folks, it's not that I devalue degrees. It's not that I think degrees are a waste. It's that I think the people that have degrees often use them as their defense mechanism. Well, I have a degree and you don't, so I'm right here. No, you're not. You just have a degree. That's it. You basically have a piece of paper with ink on it that says that you were properly, what's the word I want to use here? You were properly disciplined in this specific area according to someone else's standards. And I don't know who that person is. Could be Grover from Sesame Street. I don't know who they are. It's that simple. All right, with that, I'm going to call it quits. I think I've done enough damage today. Make sure you check out FMI Premier. It's a station in beta right now. Go to FuryMediaInc.com. Scroll down till you find the TV screen. If it's not over already playing, press play. And you'll see what kind of programming I would put out there. And what we're doing, if you're a content creator on YouTube and you just can't get exposure, I will add you to the network, provided what you're doing isn't like, you know, porn or isn't so awful that I just get, like, for instance, this one guy, Ryan's reaction. Ryan shoots 90% of his videos with his head up at the ceiling. He looks like he's bending over the, it's terrible. He knows nothing about centering his shot or making his horizon even. It's like he just wants to rant, and judging by his views, nobody gives a crap. So, by the way, he's a rival. Oh, did I mention that part? I probably left that part out. Yeah, he'll never be on the network. But there's a lot of stuff that is. There's documentaries. There's YouTube channels. Dr. Ghoul in the Dr. Ghoul, friend of the show. He's on there, and just fantasticness. So check it out and fill out the form if you would like to get your stuff up on the channel. The goal, once we start our Kickstarter, is going to be to get on Roku, possibly Pluto. Pluto actually has a way to submit your channel. And considering that they have a 24/7 cats channel, anything I do has got to be above at least that bar. Because they're literally just streaming cat videos of people playing with, oh, here's my cat eating a baked ham. Isn't that cute? Oh, all right. Well, that's it. You can email me, vincewildshow@gmail.com, and check out furymediainc.com, @vincewildshow on Twitter, and of course, I'm on Facebook. We'll catch you later. If you can't be good, be bad. Bye.